Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Today, I'm coming to you from Santa Clara, California. I'm up here doing a big convention called AlienCon. It's been one of the most interesting weekends in my life, I must say. Crazy. It's crazy. Because I get up every day on these shows and go, okay, I'm creating a abundant day with a lot of give and take, and my intention is to serve anywhere that I can in today and be served anywhere that I can be served. And it has just been, you know, I just feel like I was meant to be here at this weekend to help a lot of people heal. I did a panel the other day, and usually a panel at these things is Q&A about all your movies and all the questions they have about making the movies and about acting. But the moderator had gone onto my website and was very schooled. And so he brought up kind of halfway through my healing work and had asked a couple of questions that really opened up the channel to bring in some interesting information. And for the rest of that time, most of the questions from the audience were about healing, about Bapalapalu, and interested about how that could help their children and how they could heal. One gentleman raised his hand and said, well, Dee, how do we start? If I get up and I'm having a really bad day, how do I even start turning it around? And I thought, wow, I almost got goosebumps, guys, because it's so indicative of the fact that the mainstream has become so much more open to all of this and hungry for all of this. And woman raised her hand and said, well, my mother just passed away a week ago. And I don't know what to do. How will I ever get over this? And they showed me teddy bears. And I asked her, what do teddy bears have to do with your mother? And she burst out into tears. Her mother designed and sewed handmade teddy bears. That was her great joy in life. I said, well, baby, you know, she's over there. On the other side, she wants you to know she's making her teddy bear. She's happy. And your job is to move on now. Your job is to move on and be happy. So it's been quite an amazing weekend of giving and receiving, of rest and give at its best. I've made a lot of money, but helped so many people come by. A woman that was at the Q&A came by and said she had just lost both her parents within weeks of each other. And, you know, could I give her some pointers on how to really heal and start moving on? So it's really been such a joyous weekend for me, really living in the middle of Resigive. So I ask you to make that intention about your own life this week, that you live in Resigive, that you give wherever you can see to give. You can open your heart. You can give support. Never, of course, at the expense of yourself, because that just enables other people. But to give out of love and wanting to be with or that energy, it's just it's an amazing place to live in, guys. For those of you that joined me for our webinar on self-retribution, man, did we get a lot of information, huh? It was so powerful about how we keep turning against ourselves, which actually leads into the next webinar. Dr. Frank Berdici is going to be joining us again to talk about the autoimmune system. You know, there's over 100 diseases, including cancer, MS, arthritis, diabetes. All of them have to do with the autoimmune system. And an autoimmune disease is when your body turns against itself trying to save itself. Now, doesn't that sound like the basis of our work, right? Where are we turning against who or what we really are? And what we are, and we talked about this in the webinar, what we are is all possibility. What we are is the God of us. So we want to keep sending out that charge of love and authenticity. The gallbladder came up a lot on the webinar. And the core of gallbladder disease is this fight of authenticity that's going on with everyone. This is what I feel. This is who I am. This is what I want. Oh, now let me bring my mind in and decide why I shouldn't have that. Let me argue against the authenticity of who I am and what I am. It was interesting that the channel said on the webinar, what you are is all God energy that is all possibilities of creation. Who you are is what you do with that. I really loved that discernment. So I ask all of you to go within after the show. Some things may come up right now. Where are we arguing with ourselves regarding us being the all possibilities open to us? And the easiest way to get out of that and to get really true feedback for yourself always is to drop into your heart. Get out of your head, drop into your heart. And they said the biggest core belief around this is that I can never be God in the subject of balance. So I am not in charge of creating my own balance in my life and my world. So we're going to come together right now, and we're going to claim I am right now in this moment, always have been, always will be. I am the God of me that creates my own balance, and the balance in my life and the balance in my world. The last thing I want to give you today is the statement, the claim, the knowing, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. My heart is open. That is literally the magic that creates you in this world. It's your own personal little magic show, guys. So come together and really knowing I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open. And so it is. A lot of great activity with Bapalapalu. I just did a beautiful interview with the Huffington Post around the whole I Love Me movement. He said he was so excited. It was one of the most exciting interviews he'd ever done because he so believes in what we're doing. So when I get that link, when it's published, I will include it in the newsletter so you can see it. I invite all of you to go get your little Bapalapalus for Christmas. On Dandelion Seed, the new children's book I wrote with Keith Malinsky is available on Amazon right now. And Bapalapalu and the I Love Me's, the first book of that, should be up by the second week of November. I will let you know, just in time for Christmas. They're both beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little books, beautiful illustrations. You're going to love these for your kids. We're going to get a whole new generation coming in, really knowing and owning the I Love Me movement and the I Love Me for themselves. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, we're going to go to the calls. We're going to start with Cameron in Washington. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how are you doing, Dee?
I'm doing so good. I'm having such a cool weekend. What's up with you?
Well, I'm having a weekend alone. My husband is off rafting down a beautiful river. My kids are at overnights, and I'm just having a weekend alone, and it's beautiful.
Isn't it delicious?
It really is.
I wouldn't want it all the time, but man, when I get one, I just revel in it.
Yeah, likewise.
Good.
So I'm just calling in. Just to do kind of a check-in. Things are going well. I'm starting to do some really interesting work based on my own journey. And maybe just what do I need to be aware of? What are some messages that I need to just take with me?
Okay, so everybody asks that question for themselves. And I'm going to take you through a little process now. So the question is, what do I need to be aware of to expand more? Does that sound good, Cameron?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay. So, everybody drop into your heart. Because that's a question we're asking from our heart place. So, what's the first thing you heard, Cameron?
Speak. That's the first
okay.
thing I heard.
Yep, that's your highest direction. So what does that mean to you?
I need to speak about what I've come through and the healing that I have found in my life and encouraging others to step into what they fear and to know that they can make it. They can make it through the scary parts. They can make it through and embark on a healing journey.
Yes, and the more you teach that, the more you will totally own it for yourself. That's the way it works. Every time I do work with you guys, I remind myself and expand myself. Every time I do a Q&A here, like I was talking about at the first of the show, hands down, expands me exponentially. Okay,
yeah.
So speaking is an action in itself, Cameron. Were you on the self-retribution
No,
seminar?
I wasn't able to make that. I will listen to it.
Well, thank God to Susan Harris, because... And it was not my fault, I want you all to know, I'm saying proudly. My technologically challenged self came through and did everything right. But the teleseminar site had a faux pas, and it was not recorded. So Susan Harris saved us. She had a recording on her phone, but I have to see if it's if the quality is good enough. I'm certainly going to send it out to everybody that was on the call, but I have to see first if the quality is good enough to make it available for purchase from here on out.
Okay.
So, but we talked a lot about the fact that not taking action was one of the ways we create self-retribution. We get back at ourselves by not taking action.
Oh, so true.
So speaking in itself is an action, right, Cameron?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay, so thinking about speaking is an action, but it's not an action that's going to take it any further than your world.
Okay.
Did you stay with me? If you can think about stuff for the rest of your life and never take action in the world to create it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what you need to do, what you want to do. Now you got to start doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And next weekend, I have an opportunity to do that. And I'm really excited about that. I'm really, really excited. I've been waiting a long time for this.
Good. And they're saying you don't need to wait till next weekend. Start writing now. Start writing down the things that you want to say. Start writing down and visualizing the books or the website or the podcast or all the different venues that you have an opportunity to get this out. Don't wait, create. That's our motto.
Yeah.
Don't wait, create. Okay. And then when you get to next weekend, it's going to open up even more things for you because your subconscious is already working on it. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love you. Thank you for calling in.
Love you too. Thanks, Dee.
Yeah, you got to take action. I'm going to Kirk, Long Island, and you're on.
Hey, Dee. Hello?
What's up? I'm here.
Been deeply indulging in painting lately.
Good. That's what you love to do.
Yeah. It was between the painting and the knee healing that I was driven to raise my hand.
Well, okay. First of all, Kirk, they want you to get focused. They said they need you to stop whatever and get focused. There you go. Okay. Now you're here with me. All right. So the two things do have something in common. Are we going to one over? No. Sheets, book. Give me a song. Kirk, are you there?
I'm trying to extract the title. I hear it. Downtown. You know, that old song.
Downtown. Yeah, okay. Basically, if you're lonely and you want to be happier, go downtown. That's the message of the song. Okay, so we're going to the subject of loneliness, Kirk. Are you lonely?
At times.
Yeah, because my pendulum is saying yes.
Yeah.
So, those of us, and we've all experienced loneliness in our lives, but we're taught that we have to fill that loneliness with another thing or another person and not lonely. What we really have to go back to is filling up ourselves with the loneliness so that we are in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the subject that we're going to. Again, they would like you to get focused. I don't know what's going on, but they want you to get focused here. Okay, even if you have to shut your eyes, get focused. All right, so where are you lonely? Where within yourself are you lonely?
My observations of self are that I've put up barriers over the past years between me and what I want. And I feel like if I pursue that I'm leaving other people out in my life, or I might be.
Okay. Yeah, that's a perfect example of self-retribution. I'm not going to give me what I want. That's just a false belief and a false ego belief, they're saying, that's keeping you from going out and creating with joy all this happiness that you're here. You know, you were given this gift to take it out. You were given this gift to share it and to make money by it, just like I did this weekend. That's what we're supposed to do, guys. That's recipe. So state that again, what you just told me. You think that, what? Say it again for me.
The blocks I created in my life previously were put there to keep me from moving away from people as I move forward.
Okay, well, why don't you bring everybody with you? Don't you understand? And this is one of the most important spiritual statements that was ever written, that when you live your greatness, that gives other people permission to live theirs. So to hold yourself back for anybody or anything is self-retribution towards yourself.
I understand that.
Okay, well, you understand it, but then you have to take action, Kirk, and stop doing it. You just, it's an old egotistical victim pattern belief. Wow, there was a mouthful. But you can see that's not joyful. I have to hold me back so other people don't move out of my life. If they're going to move out of your life because you're moving forward and you're successful, then why do you want them in your life?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily factual to the people I'm concerned about. I'm just identifying what I did over the years that.
But you're still doing it. Energetically, you're still doing it. And the universe is going, Kirk, we've got all this success and we've got all these new people for you to meet and be with and bond with. We have all this waiting for you, but you've got this damn belief in the way. And so we can't play with you past a certain level. You have to claim your magnificence, Kirk, and quit being so humble. Doesn't work for you anymore. Well, that's as clear as they can say it. This humility thing.
That's
humility
good, and it's
thing,
concurrent with what we've been going through.
Yeah, this humility thing that we've all been taught is just kind of, pardon me, but this is what they're giving me, BS. You know, you can never, okay, hold on, be incredibly successful and happy and healthy and powerful through divine love. Because love is the most powerful force on earth. So I love me unconditionally, I love everybody else unconditionally, I love what I do unconditionally, and I'm going to go do all this through love, which means anybody that wants to be associated with love and joy can come along with me. And if they don't, they need to find their own path, period. I'm going to still love them, but I ain't going to stay home and not accept all my good because I'm afraid they're going to be estranged from me. That's what it is, baby. So now you've got to take action around that, Kirk.
I will.
You have to know that anybody and everybody that's important to you will come along for your glorious, amazing ride.
Fantastic.
Okay. Wow. We all needed to hear that again. Thank you, darling.
Love you all. Hi, everybody.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to Miss Mary in Maryland. Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. I just wanted to follow up on something with you. My little nephew that's been going through cancer, the 5-year-old, before he went into his surgery to remove this tumor from his mouth and jaw, he sat on his little bed in his room with Bubba, holding him as tight as he could. And she took a picture, and I'm going to send it to you. And she said he really likes his little bear, and we're going to use that bear when he comes out of that surgery successfully.
Oh.
13.5 hours later, he came out of surgery, and they think that it was a remarkable surgery. They think that they did get it all, and we'll know in a few days. But I had to share that with you because it meant so much to me.
Oh, it
and
means
to them.
So much to me too, Mary. Oh, yeah. My God, my heart's just singing with that. And, you know, that's my dream for this little bear, is that it empowers all those children out there with any challenge they have, you know, to hold on to their power and know that they can create the good. I had two therapists come by my table at this show, and I had Bubba out, and they went, oh my gosh, I've got to get one of these for my office. I've got to, it's going to help so many kids. They did. Again, everybody says, I never knew there was anything out there. So we just have to know that somebody who has the money and the power to get it out there in a big way is finding this little bear. But in the meantime, we're the core group that gets to know we've got a great new thing that's going to help a lot of people. Oh, Mary, thank you so much.
Are so welcome. Thank you. And I'm taking the bear to my office as well and putting out a picture, his picture along with your bear, and it'll go to all of our offices throughout the world. And we have 11 or 12 of them. So,
Mary,
by
thank
hook
you
or crook.
Well, you know, we all have, first of all, we have to know the power of this little guy. And then, you know, that's taking action. And I'm deeply grateful for you. What did you think about the seminar? I know you were on the webinar with us.
Oh, I loved it. It was
pretty
powerful. It's what it was.
Yeah.
Because even though I felt I'm right on the edge, and a lot of us were right on the edge and doing and bringing things forward for ourselves, it was the final piece, at least for me, of not taking action on just any particular thing is all it takes to hold you back, not only in that area, but in other areas.
Yeah.
So for me.
Go ahead.
No, for me, it was eye-opening in a lot of ways because I didn't realize I wasn't taking action.
Yeah, I know. We think, and remember way back in the beginning at Spirit Works when we were doing the shows live on camera, way back in the beginning, I used to do that funny thing about walking through the door. Oh, well, there's the door. All I have to do is walk through the door. Well, maybe I'm too fat. Maybe I'm too thin. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm too young. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Oh, my gosh, maybe it's dangerous on the other side. And that's what we do, a lot of us, for our lifetimes.
Yep.
Not our community, of course.
Of course.
you know, we think about it and think about it and think about it and actually believe that thinking about it, we've taken some action around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
think, oh, well,
saying,
I hadn't thought about that.
You
no.
know, take action about whatever is coming up for you right now. Thank
yes.
you, darling. Love you.
Oh,
and
thank
you,
honey.
You.
I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, you made my day. I'll post them on the site. I'll post them on Bubba's site.
All right. Great. All right.
Thank you,
sweetheart.
Hi,
honey. Thank you. Love you much.
You too. All right, Jay in Canada, you're on.
Hey, Dee. How's it going?
It's going great. And before you even start talking, they're saying to you, you have to take action, and you're not. So now what do you want to talk about?
Take action on what? I'm taking action right now.
My pendulum goes right to no. So there's some kind of action you need to take, and you're thinking about it, but you're not doing it.
Oh, you know what? I'm taking action in other parts of my life right now, but this one actually is writing or something like that, I betcha. Because I know your pendulum. You have a really excellent pendulum.
Pendulum is just a telephone to the channel. So,
yeah.
Yes, they're saying that would be correct.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So don't sit on this writing. They're giving you this. They're urging you to do it. They're helping you think about it. They're giving you the idea about it because you're supposed to do it. That's the way it works, guys. You don't get hits to do something by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's well-designed messaging when you're open to receive it. So they want you to take action. And this is reminding me of John Edward when I had my celebrity reading with John Edward. And he said, you know, your husband's coming through. And he's showing me writing. And that's when I had been so disillusioned about writing my first book, Conscious Creation. And he said, he's telling you, you've got to finish that book, whether you have to start all over again from the beginning. You've got to get that book out. The world is waiting for that book. So I'm passing that on to you, Jay. Start writing. Now, what did you call about?
Well,
called about that, but what did you think you call about?
Well, it's just getting to the new me. I mean, it's like a, you know, transformation of going from, you know, caterpillar to butterfly. It's like it has been a painful process, and then improv course basically shifted a lot of things in me, myself, like right away, which I'm taking it again this next month, and just doing stuff like even, you know, daring dating, you know, dating too. I mean, it's just lots of stuff.
Yes, because what improv teaches you is to let go, relinquish control, and have fun. Those are the three lessons that improv teaches you. And they're great life lessons.
Yep.
Let go, trust, and have fun. And you need a lot more of that because you've made all this stuff way too serious. Everybody makes this creation process way too serious. Go out, feel good, have fun, know what you want, and take action.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally. I agree with
so
you.
Don't make it any harder than that, anybody. You know how to do it. You know how to do it. You know how to do it. And the more you do it, from that place of trust, the more you see you will know how to do it, and the more you trust, and then the more you do. That's the way it works. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in.
Love you, too. Take care.
I love you. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, they are just giving you bam, 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 bam today. Luz, what can we do for you, sweetheart?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous. Look, anytime I'm here with you guys, you don't even have to ask. This is where my joy lives when I'm with you all. So what's up? What can we do for you?
Love it. You know, I was watching these series, and what I noticed about myself is that I'm in such much judgment that even when I'm watching a movie or a play, I'm even judging what these people are doing and, like, upset about it. And
Stop it.
And another thing I notice is that I don't, like, I'm taking other people's feedback or whatever other people are doing, like, into my life instead of myself, like, saying exactly what I want and driving from there.
Okay, but so, Liz, you know, this is a little bit frustrating for me, your teacher here, because you're going, hi, Dee, I know all the places I messed up. I'm looking at all the places I messed up. And my answer to you is, if you know where you're messed up, why are you continuing to mess up?
Well, I just noticed that today. That's what I'm actually bringing it out. That way I can make it more comfortable myself.
Yeah. Like, judgment of other people usually comes from our fear that we're not good enough, that we're not enough. And somehow. So that's what I want you to start focusing and feeling into this week, is how awesome Luz is. How awesome she is. Do the mirror stuff. Look in the mirror and go, woman, I love you. You are pretty awesome. You rock.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, guys, any way that we're putting ourselves down or trying to build ourselves up through judgment of another person just means we need to practice self-love and self-acceptance more, okay? Welcome, beautiful. Thanks for calling in. All right, I have to get back up here to the top of my little thingy here, my little thingy. Jeannie? How are you feeling?
What's your little thingy?
My switchboard.
My God, keep it clean, please, Sunday.
Oh, why? We have so much fun when we don't.
I know, but you're fading in and out, in case you weren't aware of that.
I am?
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to publicly, but you did it already, thank Susan Harris.
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful that we can at least get something, because my hand got tired of writing.
Well,
I don't take
Jeannie,
shorthand.
You know, you got a lot over that webinar. Tell me what you got.
You know something, Dee? I don't remember. How's that?
Wow. Okay. Well, hold on. They want to go.
Good. Let them go.
Song. Give me a movie.
Again, I got Song of the South.
Okay. I remember what one of the things you got big time is that you didn't accept that you were Jewish.
Yeah, that I remember, definitely, and I've accepted that.
Well, that's true, because if you don't accept who you are, you can't accept what you are.
But you see, I celebrate every religion, so it's like, my mother is Jewish.
You weren't celebrating yourself as being Jewish. You weren't accepting the power of your own authenticity, Jeannie.
Yes, I did. When I was confirmed, I'm the one who sang solo. And I accepted it fully then, and I accept it fully now.
Yes, and then you moved out of it. Why did you move out of accepting authentically who you were?
My father never accepted it. After his bar mitzvah, he returned home to find his mother had died from what they then thought was uterine cancer. Same day, same minute. So we never celebrated, really. We celebrated the High Holy Days, and it was 1, 2, 3, quick.
Okay, Jeannie?
Yes, ma'am.
They want to go back here because there's been a connection for you that you made between the bat mitzvah and the bar mitzvah and tragedy. And that's another piece of the connection that you need. That when you actually, in my religion, it's when we're baptized. So that we actually say, yes, I'm an adult part of this congregation and this church and this religion. You connected that with a tragedy and a loss of joy because of what went down with your father. And this is, they're saying, an extension of what happened on the webinar on self-retribution.
Okay,
because
thank you.
That for sure is bringing self-retribution upon yourself. You can understand that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on, is there something else? All right, so now bear with me, and this is a metaphor for everybody, an example for everybody. Jeannie, you are hearing what I'm saying, but you're not energetically taking action to shift it.
How do I do that?
You know how you do that. You direct your own energy. You open your heart. You go, wow, I didn't even know I made that connection. I'm going to choose another way now. I'm going to celebrate every Jewish cell that's in me because that's who I am. And now what do I want to do with those Jewish cells? What do I want to create with them? Yes?
Health, happiness, and peace.
Okay. So do you, all right, because they're already going no. So all of us are coming together really directing ourselves to know that we are the power, we are the love, we are the joy, and we are the choice that creates that peace and happiness and health and abundance in our lives. It's us. Our hearts are open around all of this, celebrating and accepting who we are. And so it is.
And so it is.
Is there anything else? No. Is there anything else you wanted to say, darling?
Yeah, there's one funny thing that did happen. I think it was the last time I went to the High Holy Days. I was in college, and I went with two of my friends, one whose uncle was editor of Variety, and the other is now head of Riverside Funeral Chapel. We grew up together. And the three of us were sitting together, and we're little pishes, really. And the rabbi's reading. We were anything but a strict Jewish group. Temple Emmanuel in New York, highly functional. And suddenly they came to a passage and the three of us screamed out and were thrown out. That's Catholic dogma. We had taken our first religion course. It was hysterical as the ushers came and said, come on, you three, out.
Yeah, probably not the best thing to do in any church, Jeannie.
Right, but you see, one religion followed another, but we were kids. We didn't
sure.
know. We were, what, 18, our first college course in religion?
Okay, so all the Catholics out there are going to accept, yes, by gosh, I was raised Catholic. That's part of who I am. Now, what am I going to do with it? The Methodists, everybody that's Christian, everybody that's Jewish, everybody that's Buddhist, whatever it is, that's who you are. You've got to embrace who you are so that you can direct it toward who. That's what you are, and you have to accept that so you can embrace it and direct it toward who you are and what you want to be.
And this is what has been holding me back.
Well,
from
sure,
healing.
Because if you can't accept all of the legacy of who you are for all the lifetimes, not just this one, then you can integrate your whole self and work with your whole self, and that's what we have to do.
Right.
Okay? All right,
yes,
darling.
My darling.
You brought in a lot of lessons there. Thank you.
I know. I was told to. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Please forgive me. I'm in the channel. Cameron, have I talked to you? Cameron in Washington?
Yes, yes, okay. Ma'am. You already talked to me.
Wow. I'm like, I have to tell everybody, I'm like flying here. This doesn't usually happen to me on the show like this. I'm going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hold on. Wait a minute. Yes. Hold on. I got to get the switchboard. All right. Here you go. Hi, Patty.
Hi. Okay. I'm having an issue with being older. I feel like I'm not matching the inside. My body is not matching what I feel inside, or like it really bothers me about getting older, being older, looking older.
How old are you, Patty?
Going to be 55 in February.
Oh, you're a baby.
Easy for you to say. I'm just really
well,
having an
yeah,
issue.
Yeah, it is easy for me to say because I'm almost 68. So I'm going to recite my grandmother's poem for all of you again. Age is just a state of mind. If you've left your dreams behind, then you're old. But if in life you've done your best, and if in life you've kept your zest, you're not old, no matter how the birthdays fold. Now, it's a simple little poem, but it says a lot. You haven't left your dreams behind, but
no. I feel
again,
like my body is betraying me.
No, your body, well, okay, hold on, because there's 50 things coming in at the same time. Y'all slow down, slow down. So part of this is about the autoimmune thing that's coming up. So that's already, we're already starting to get in information around that. So when we don't truly know and put into action, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and keep our hearts open, our bodies and our autoimmune systems turn against ourselves trying to save us. Now, we know that autoimmune disease is at the basis of cancer, along with a lot of other diseases. And we know that cancer cells are cells that get messed up and confused and start attacking the rest of the body. So if we look at this as a metaphor, and everything is, that means we are attacking ourselves. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So by knowing what you don't want, if you don't move off of that, you keep attacking yourself with the self-retribution of these negative thoughts. So what you don't want is to feel old and to feel...
Or look old.
Well, you don't look old, Patty, but your perception is that you look older. Those are two different things. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Patty, what do you want?
I want to perceive myself as being young and youthful looking.
Okay. What do you have to do that?
I've been looking in the mirror and I'm like, do I need a face lift?
Yeah, well, let's start inside first. What do you have to do inside? What do you have to do with your energy in order to feel younger and more alive?
Turn it up. Turn up my energy, eat well, exercise,
and
go
create
out and serve some other people, guys. Go out and get involved and give.
Okay.
You know, one of the things about these shows is I must hear 50 times a day, oh, my God, I have a picture somewhere in an attic. You look exactly like you did in E.T. Well, you know, I can either go, that's so not true. I know I don't. Or I can go, wow, thank you. I accept that everybody out there is looking at me and thinking that I pretty much rock here, that I'm looking really good. So which way would you go, Patty? Because you see,
no, that's until, exactly, I need shift, to, yeah.
Until you shift it on the inside, 5,000 people can come up to you going, oh, my God, Patty, you're so beautiful. You're so awesome. You look so great. And you'll go, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I'm not. No, I don't. I'm going to get more depressed because I know you're lying. You see, the universe doesn't have a chance to bring you joy if within you you're practicing self-retribution and going, well, I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to argue for my limitations, and so I stay stuck in this little victim place. And then you get exactly what you don't want, feeling more unattractive. But, yeah, you take the steps to do everything you have to do to feel better. You know, gosh, I can't remember the actress. Somebody was, you know, put her down because she had plastic surgery and things done on her face. She said in an interview, she said, you know what? If it doesn't work for you, fine. But for me, it worked. For me, it made me feel better.
Yeah.
So I'm doing everything in my life so I feel better about me. You do in your life what makes you feel better about you. I'm just saying to all of you out there that if you're in a place where you can't receive it, it's not going to make any difference. And that's where you want to go first, Patty, okay?
Yeah, people have been coming up to me lately and just older people, and it's like, oh, you can relate. And I'm like, do I look that old?
Now, and what do you know when you go in your heart? You know you don't.
I know I don't, and it's like, why are these people coming to me? So that's why it's just been kind of in my face lately.
Well, they're coming to you because there's a part of you that's in fear of getting older. Clean up that part. Know that you're young at heart. Know that you're young as long as you want to stay young energetically. And then they won't come up to you anymore.
Okay.
You know how to do this, guys. Goodbye. All right. Before we go, I want to get Susan on here because she saved our day. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you? I'm good.
Good.
I did
I'm
feel
glad
a lot,
you're good.
I felt,
are you feeling better?
I felt a lot better. In fact, I went out to a Halloween party last night and had a great time.
Oh, good, Susan. That makes me happy, baby.
And I'm so happy to have been of service to you guys, for the whole community, for the recording. I'm sure you'll like it, that it's not choppy or anything like that. So I know Stefan can...
beautiful producer, Stephen, is working on it as we speak.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And, you know, at least we will be able to get the notes from it. And everybody that was on the call will be able to hear it. I'm hoping that it, you know, sounds good enough that I can share it with everybody else that wants to sign up for it. Because, man, was it a powerful call.
I think it should, because my phone's a brand new Samsung S7. So, and I used a recording app that's on it. And it sounded good to me when I played it. Because I have crappy speakers on my computer.
All right. Well,
we'll see. I think that it'll be fine. So
what is it that you needed today? Did you need something, baby?
Not really. I think I'm pretty happy about the information that I received on the webinar about, you know, getting in the frequency of selling my work, which was, you know, And I'm doing a lot more now with painting, and I've got a partner that's going to help me. We're going to do some productions together with putting some of my art on T-shirts and selling them like for like
Great.
The spring festivals and stuff. So, you know, I've got a lot of stuff in, you know.
Good.
In
You're taking work. Action. And that's one reason they want you to know. That's one reason that you feel so much better.
Yeah, things are really looking up. So
whenever you get
really
excited
happy.
About creating, guys, whenever you get excited about creating, your energy goes up and you feel younger and more alive. So
yeah.
Good for you.
And I've got some work right now in a show. I've got an open heart with a silver line. It's called Hopeful Heart. I'll send you a picture of it if you like. And
yeah, I would love
I've
to
got
see
an,
that. That sounds beautiful.
It is. It's really. It's. They've got. I don't know why, but maybe I messed up by not putting a price on it because they've got it like not for sale, but it is for sale. So when I get it home,
okay, Susan, that right there. That was a. I'm going to have to work this up, but that was a contradiction. If you sell it, you got to let people know it's for sale.
Yeah, it is going to be for sale, and I'm working on putting my own show together with all my art of various forms and
Good.
Having my own show. So I want to do that for, you know, coming up this next year for the
and
next
they're
season.
Saying have a photographer come cover it so that you can get it up on your website also.
Okay. Have a
okay.
photographer.
Just
okay,
come
great.
Take pictures of the show to share it with all the people on the website. Is there
mm-hmm.
anything else? No. Thank you, darling, and thanks for saving us. okay. Well, I'm so sorry, Susan, I cut you off. I've got to get off because we're out of time. So the whole theme of today, feel good, go in yourself. Guys, if you've got something coming up in your life going, I'm the power, what do I know from the work that we do? What do I know that I need to do here with this? You all know. Fall into your heart, get the answer, take action, and I'll see you next week. And until I see you next week, love yourselves. Listen to me. Love yourselves. And love yourselves even more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.